Juneau voters will elect a new mayor during a special election on May 15th, the assembly decided last night. As Deputy Mayor Mary Becker succeeded Mayor Greg Fisk when he died November 30th, whoever wins the March special election will serve the rest of Fisk's three-year term, which ends October 2018. Assemblymember Lauren Jones made the motion to have a special election for mayor. Member Kate Troll supported it and said the city can afford the estimated $35,000 cost.
This was a leadership position. Mayor Fisk was elected with a strong show of support on all the precincts. So I think there is a desire out there for people to be able to vote on a leadership position. And I also believe that it is a way of making all of us, including the community, move on through this difficult time.
Members Jerry Nan Curvis and Debbie White opposed the motion. Both said in past similar situations, the assembly did not hold a special election. White added, a special election would be a waste of time and money.
I don't even know that we're going to get any kind of a turnout having an election in March. And the fact is that only about 20% of the voters even bother to show up anyway. Maybe if they're denied the opportunity this time, they'll show up in October.
The motion passed 5-3 with Becker, Nan Curvis, and White voting no. A new mayor could be sworn in any time after the election is certified on March 22nd. Becker says she does not plan to run for mayor in the special election. Jones' motion to hold an election also directed staff to prepare an ordinance that ensures Becker would return to her District 1 seat when a new mayor takes office. In the meantime, the assembly is accepting applications through January 5th to temporarily fill the District 1 seat. Earlier in the meeting, the assembly selected member Jesse Keel to serve as deputy mayor.